Of all the alehouses in Barbary Bay, the Slurring Mariner was the most dangerous, dirty, and downright disgusting. Mrs. Smelgrove's ale was strong, dark, and served with a dead rat floating in it. Footnote: a live rat was available for an extra penny. Her rock-hard pies had more chance of escaping unharmed than the customers who dared eat them. But the four metallic men who stood at the bar had no interest in beer or food.
"Four tankards of your crudest oil, if you be so kind, landlady," said Captain Clockhart.
"Just water for me, actually," said Quartermaster Lexi. Some landladies would have been confused by this unusual order, but Mrs. Smelgrove simply poured out the three tankards of unrefined oil and one glass of extremely murky-looking water. Quartermaster Lexi paid her, and the steampunk pirates took their drinks.
"What brings you here to Barbary Bay tonight, then, gents?" she asked.
"Click! To trade! Dick! Looted goods! Tock! For gold!" said First Mate Mainspring.
Captain Clockhart downed his oil and slammed the empty tankard back on the bar. The clock in the middle of his chest ticked loudly and steam gushed from his ears.
"Trading goods, eh?" said Mrs. Smelgrove.
"Yes," Captain Clockhart replied. "We picked up some valuable items on our last few raids. We're here to exchange them for gold and coal."
"Why gold and coal?"
asked the landlady, mopping up some dribbles of oil with a grubby cloth.
"We want gold to replace our rusting iron parts."
The word wheel in Quartermaster Lexi's head spun round as he spoke. "Coal is fuel, energy, food."
"Aye, lassie, gold for our parts, coal for our hearts,"
agreed Gadge.
"Click!
Not all of us care for coal," said Mainspring.
"Tick! I run on clockwork."
"Don't we know it, you overgrown pocket watch," said Gadge.
"Tock, what did you call me?"
Mainspring was reaching for his cutlass when the whole alehouse fell silent. A black-bearded man entered. He wore a large three-cornered hat with two small holes cut into the material, as though he had a pair of eyes on top of his head. He glanced around the bar, brandished his cutlass and shouted,
"Good news, you washed-up sea dogs! Old Inky Beard and Nancy are recruiting again. If you want adventure and riches, step forward now and join us."
"Join you?" shouted one drinker. "I heard you set fire to your last ship."
"It wasn't even yours to sink," said another.
"And your crew was still on board when it went down," said a third man.
"No, Nancy, don't listen to the nasty men."
The pirate removed his hat to reveal a squid sitting on his head, with its tentacles wrapped around his neck and shoulders.
"For those of you who are unfamiliar with my wife, this is Nancy,"